You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Hello Wyoming Podcast. Today, we're discussing the Flaming Gorge Green River Scenic Byway in Southwest Wyoming with Janissa Meredith. Hey, Janissa, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Janissa, what brought you to Sweetwater County and what do you do there?
I've lived in Sweetwater County since 1983. So my family moved from Nebraska when I was about 3.5 years old. And I have been the CEO of Sweetwater County Travel and Tourism since 2007 and loved every minute of it.
Fantastic. So you are a pro at knowing what to do in Sweetwater County in Southwest Wyoming. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely. I've been here a while, grew up here, and spent most of my adult life here.
Perfect, Janissa. Well, I'm glad you're here. So we'll dive into today's topic, the beautiful Flaming Gorge Green River Basin Scenic Byway, which connects two roads split by the Green River in Southwest Wyoming. Now, this one's unique because it travels through the high desert and towering rock formations and includes plenty of stops to enjoy the recreation opportunities surrounding the Green River and Flaming Gorge National Recreation Area. All right, so Janissa, could you tell me a little bit about the history of the byway itself?
The Flaming Gorge Green River Basin Scenic Byway is the Wyoming half of the scenic byway that encapsulates the Flaming Gorge National Recreation Area. So the Wyoming half of that byway has been designated as a state scenic byway since the early 2000s, and up until 2021, it was considered a state scenic byway. And in 2021, that designation was upgraded to an All-American Road. So the byway on the Wyoming side is designated now as an All-American Road, and the byway on the Utah side is designated as a National Scenic Byway. So it's one continuous loop around the Flaming Gorge National Recreation Area. And we had intended to apply together for that designation, but Utah had some legislative issues to overcome to be able to submit that application at the same time that we did. So we gained that designation in 2021, and they'll be looking for that designation going forward.
Fantastic. That's a great designation to have. In addition to the history of the byway, I know that the Green River itself was first explored by John Wesley Powell in the 1860s, and it was actually the last unexplored river in the country. So it's pretty unique in itself, let alone the fact that there's a byway that you can explore some of these historical areas where past explorers have actually stood. So let's talk about the route itself. So the road begins just west of Rock Springs, which is the biggest city in Sweetwater County. What are some must-see sites and things to do in Rock Springs before you head out on the byway?
Well, I would say the top two things that I would recommend that folks make sure that they take part in when they're in Sweetwater County is, first and foremost, the Flaming Gorge bus tour. So it's a full-day guided bus tour around the Flaming Gorge National Recreation Area. It's on a motor coach, fully guided the entire way. There's 8 or 9 stops. Lunch is included at Red Canyon Lodge or Flaming Gorge Resort. There's ice cream provided as well, and it's really a great opportunity for folks to sit back and enjoy the ride, not have to worry about navigating their way around Flaming Gorge country, and just really enjoy the sights and wildlife that this area has to offer. The other notable activity that I would say folks should really consider if they're coming through Rock Springs and Green River is to purchase a sandboard. We are selling sandboards this summer to be able to experience the Kilpecker Sand Dunes, which is just north of Rock Springs. So the Kilpecker Sand Dunes are the second largest moving sand dunes in North America. And oftentimes folks go out there to ride their ATVs, but it's also a great area to hike or sandboard. So probably something that most folks haven't done is sandboarding, but it's really a popular activity in a lot of sand dunes around the world. And so we're offering that for folks to buy a sandboard and experience the Kilpecker Sand Dunes when they're in our area.
I have to know more about sandboarding. This sounds incredibly interesting. Is it just like snowboarding?
You know, people who have snowboarded are really talented at sandboarding as well. And people who are more talented in the skiing department are not as good at it. So yeah, sandboarding is very similar to snowboarding.
Got it. Sounds great. So Sweetwater County itself, what sets this area apart from other counties in the state of Wyoming?
What's interesting about Sweetwater County and this corner of the state really is that it's a high desert landscape. So when most folks think of Wyoming, they don't necessarily think of desert landscape with sand dunes and rock formations. So we really look unique to the rest of the state. And what's unique about Sweetwater County in particular is that 85% of our county is public land. So visitors are able to just explore. You can hike and bike and explore the area without having to worry so much about private land. So that public land offering 85% has really made our area unique compared to other areas around the state.
I would definitely agree with that. In addition, the landscapes themselves, you know, you think high desert, it's unlike any other high desert that I've experienced just due to the rock formations themselves. Speaking of Boar's Tusk and some of the other areas like Chimney Rock, those are areas that you won't see a lot of rock formations like anywhere else in Wyoming. Speaking of astonishing rock formations in high desert, Flaming Gorge is known as a outdoor recreation paradise. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the other outdoor recreation opportunities that can be had around Flaming Gorge? I know there's camping, there's hiking.
Yeah, absolutely. The Flaming Gorge Reservoir is the largest reservoir in the state of Wyoming. It's 91 miles long, so there's a great deal of shoreline to enjoy. So most folks, they enjoy camping and fishing and boating, but you also can paddleboard or just enjoy a scenic drive, checking out the wildlife in the area, elk and deer and all sorts of wildlife to be seen in our area as well. But it's very large and there's a lot of outdoor recreation opportunities to be had.
Fantastic. I'm going to ask a couple of questions about both the bus tour and driving. So if one were to take the bus tour around Flaming Gorge on the byway, how long would that take typically?
The tour starts at 7:30 a.m. and they are back to our visitor center in Rock Springs by 4:30 p.m. So it's a full day guided tour, but that includes 8 or 9 stops and lunch and ice cream and different interpretive presentations along the way. But if a person wanted to just drive the byway on their own as a self-guided drive and you didn't stop for very long, stopped but didn't stop for an hour or two, you could make it around in about 3 to 4 hours, starting and stopping in Rock Springs or Green River.
Got it. So that would give you plenty of time to spend in Rock Springs or Green River seeing other sites if they really wanted to. However, the bus tour would have probably a lot more opportunity to learn more about the area.
Yes, definitely. The bus tour really provides all of that historic knowledge, all the information about the geology of the area, about the Flaming Gorge National Recreation Area as a whole. So you'll gain a lot more information on the guided bus tour, but definitely a self-guided tour is really enjoyable as well.
Got it. Sounds like a great time. I would prefer the bus tour. In the case of this byway, is there places to get gas? Are there restaurants along the way? I know you mentioned Red Canyon Lodge. What other stopover amenities are there along the byway?
There's a number of spots that you can stop along the byway. You could see the Flaming Gorge Dam and learn how the dam system, how it works, how the fish hatcheries work. You can stop at a number of different marinas. There's stores, there's restaurants along the way. Definitely amenities to be able to enjoy your experience throughout the guided or self-guided tour around Flaming Gorge country.
So it's one of those byways where, you know, it's not like a lot of other byways where it's so secluded that you would need a full tank of gas and that kind of thing. There's places to get gas and stop at, correct?
Definitely. You would probably travel a bit over an hour from Rock Springs before you would hit your first opportunity for gas. So keep that in mind.
And on that note, it sounds like this byway is very accessible. So as far as people of all abilities, this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely. What makes it nice, Flaming Gorge country is in southwest Wyoming, and you can access it via Interstate 80. So as you know, Interstate 80 runs horizontally across the bottom portion of Wyoming, and Flaming Gorge country is right off of Interstate 80. So it's really easy to get to, and making the loop all the way around and ending back on I-80 is a great day trip. Rock Springs is a really great hub, and Green River, either way, they're both great hub cities for enjoying Flaming Gorge country right off of Interstate 80 in southwest Wyoming.
Got it. That sounds great. That leads me to Green River, which was my next question, is what is there to do in Green River, and can you actually spend time on the Green River itself?
Absolutely. The Green River runs through the town of Green River, and you can enjoy the river right there at Expedition Island in the town of Green River. There's a lazy river that runs through. You can throw in your inner tube or your kayak. You can put in and pull out in town, number of different locations where you can float the river and be able to be right in the city of Green River, which is nice. There's also Seedsgedee National Wildlife Refuge, which is north of Green River, along the Green River. So that is a really, really epic place for some fly fishing or just a scenic drive as well.
Seedsgedee, tell me a little bit more about that. It's a wildlife area?
It's a wildlife refuge. There's a visitor center there also. If folks were planning to visit Seedsgedee, it's not open all the time. So I would just call ahead and make sure that visitor center is open. There are staff on site to give you information about the wildlife that can be seen. Trumpeter swans are often there. A lot of unique wildlife. There's a lot of times moose walking on the river. It's very serene and peaceful. A lot of folks just put in their drift boat and enjoy a day floating the river. So very quiet and serene National Wildlife Refuge.
Sounds like a lot of fun and a great way to spend an afternoon. So you've already mentioned a lot of great opportunities for recreation in Sweetwater County. What is your personal favorite?
I love to be on the water in Lake Flaming Gorge. I like to paddleboard. I like to take my children. There's a number of different swim beaches around Flaming Gorge country. So take my kids to the beach. You wouldn't think in Southwest Wyoming we can get to the beach that quickly. So it's really nice to be able to go to one of the swim beaches around Flaming Gorge. And my kids enjoy kayaking and tubing. And I enjoy paddleboarding or fishing. So enjoying the water on Flaming Gorge is our favorite thing to do as a family.
So going back to some of the unique geology in the area, there are tons of great rock formations that people are going to want to stop and take pictures of. Can you tell me about some of the areas where people can see those?
Absolutely. The most notable rock formation in Flaming Gorge country is in Firehole Canyon. So it's really noticeable from the road. It's a great spot to either fish or have a picnic or paddleboard, but the rock formations are just stunning. They catch your eye. You want to take photos of them. You might pass bighorn sheep on your way down into Firehole Canyon, which is great for photography as well. And then also near the town of Rock Springs, the Wild Horse Loop, which is along the White Mountain that runs between Rock Springs and Green River, and Pilot Butte is a really, really spectacular rock formation. It's enormous. Once you're up on top of White Mountain on the 24-mile dirt county road that runs along the top there, that rock formation is one of the most photographed rock formations in our area.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I've taken some great photography in Sweetwater County. Definitely want to have the camera charged and the phone ready to go when you're out there. As we wrap up, Janessa, is there anything else that people should know while traveling the Flaming Gorge Green River Basin Scenic Byway or when they're visiting Sweetwater County?
I would say that it's really unique to be designated as an All-American Road. It's one of only 37 All-American Roads in the country. So there's two All-American Roads in the state of Wyoming. The Beartooth Highway is also an All-American Road. And now the Flaming Gorge Green River Basin Scenic Byway is an All-American Road. So it's a destination unto itself. That's what delineates an All-American Road against any other scenic byway. It is a destination unto itself. And we have visitors come to our area and see Flaming Gorge country and drive that byway. And they are just amazed that this isn't a national park already, that we don't already have masses of people here. So it's definitely a hidden gem, really easily accessible off of Interstate 80 in Southwest Wyoming.
Fantastic. And for those that don't want to drive, can always take the bus tour.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Janessa, as people are looking to plan their vacation in Wyoming and head towards Sweetwater County, what website can they head to specifically for your area and what social channels can they follow for more information?
Absolutely. For more information on Southwest Wyoming and Rock Springs and Green River, Wyoming specifically, our website is explorewy.com. And that's our handle for all of our social media channels as well. ExploreWY is how you can find everything that you need to know about Rock Springs and Green River, Wyoming.
Perfect. Sounds easy to remember and a great resource to check out Southwest Wyoming. Janessa, thanks for being with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well.
You're welcome. And listeners, when you visit Wyoming, make sure to travel responsibly. Don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. For more information on Wyoming, visit travelwyoming.com. We'll see you in the next episode of Hello Wyoming. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.